I'd always been told hospitals were a place to heal and rest, but my mother's hospital room was an assault on the senses. The stench of decaying flowers and cloying cherry disinfectant clung to my skin, invaded my nose. A wave of nausea swept over me. I couldn't breathe, couldn't think. I need to get some air. I rose to my feet before Rissa could object, although I knew she wouldn't. My sister had been trying to convince me all day to leave Mom's hospital room, to go get some real food or take a walk.
Sure, Mari, go ahead. I'll stay with Mom.
Rissa nodded without looking up, her short blonde curls bobbing. She leaned back in her bedside chair, still absorbed in her book. I glanced at Mom, now a papery, skeletal version of the woman she once was. But at least she was peaceful, sleeping. As soon as I stepped through the hospital's sliding glass doors, the blast of cold air sent an involuntary shiver through my body. I pulled my hair back into a ponytail, knowing the chill wouldn't last, that 5 minutes in I'd be sweating, my muscles warmed. Maybe the fact I already wore running shoes was fate, or maybe I'd just gotten lazy, too exhausted after so many long days split between the gallery and the hospital to care about my appearance. Either way, I'd dressed in sweats that morning and I was going for a run, damn it. I turned north and ran down the nearly deserted sidewalk. Streetlights were wrapped with faux greenery and twinkling lights, and last week's snowstorm had left lingering mountains of gray snow on the edge of parking lots. The morning air stung my throat, but the cold was a welcome change from the stifling hospital room. I ran for most of an hour, my pace too fast to fall into a comfortable groove, but the burn in my muscles and the emptiness of my mind renewed me. No worrying about the doctor's cryptic prognoses, about visits from the counselor who peeked in occasionally to see how we were doing. I could just run. It was me and the cold air and the thud, thud, thud of my feet on the pavement. And all was right in the world. But it wasn't. This was a dream, and reality waited for me back in that suffocating room. Rissa would be wanting her mid-morning coffee, and I, being the good big sister that I was, ordered 2 drinks from the Starbucks around the corner so she didn't have to settle for the unbranded kiosk in the hospital's lobby. I expected to return a hero, sweaty but triumphant, brandishing 2 grande peppermint lattes as I opened Mom's door. But as I carried the drinks down the hospital corridor, I saw Mom's door was already open. My hands trembled. I sped up. Sounds of movement and talking inside the room. And crying. Rissa was crying. I broke into a run, burning my hands as peppermint latte sloshed over them onto the pristine polished floor. Rissa was still in her chair, sobbing behind both hands, her book dropped at her feet. 2 hospice nurses stood at the foot of Mom's bed, speaking in quiet, respectful tones. Mom didn't look any different. Looked for all the world like she was still sleeping. But the whirring, dripping sounds had stopped. They'd turned off all the machines. Only Frank Sinatra's crooning Silent Night drifted down the hall from a distant room. Mom had died. And I'd missed it.